Today we're going to begin by performing the sermon. And I need you to participate in it. It is a sermon about blessing. It introduces us to our liturgy of the blessing of the animal. The story will be related to us. At a certain point in the story, I will be saying, "And then he cried out," and you will say, "Great God of the universe," without blowing any fuses in the beginning. So let's try that. "Great God of the universe." I'm sure you can do better than that. One more thing.
Great God of the universe.
Wonderful. So we begin. We begin with a story. Better yet, we begin with a memory. And better yet, we begin with a legend. The legend of the circle maker. A long, long time ago, in a land far, far away, there was no water. And so the animals, and the children, and the elderly, started to die. And so the congregation, the village, came together just like this. And they asked among themselves, "What shall we do now?" And a little girl stood up before them. And she said, "I know someone who has the ability to call down rain." And so they sent for her father. And he came and faced the people with his gentle eyes. And he came with a rod in his hand. And they've never seen so much grace and so much rigor in the way that he moved. He went into the middle, and then he started to turn 90 degrees
and 180 degrees,
270 and 360. And then he knelt down, and with arms outstretched to the heavens, he cried out, "Great God of the universe, I make a solemn vow to you today that I will not step out of this circle until you have rained down blessings on your people." And then there was silence. It seemed like the words didn't come out of his mouth. It's like he came out from deep inside his heart and maybe deeper still into the fire that was in his belly. And his prayers started to rise to the sky, and the heavens opened up, and raindrops started to fall. And so all of the people, they looked up, and the rain fell on their faces and into their bodies. They've never had rain. They've never seen rain for many, many years. But he stayed inside the circle that he had drawn. Like he wasn't satisfied with a circle. And then, once again, he stretched out his arms into the sky and he cried out,
"Great God of the universe,
not for this rain have I prayed, but for water that will fill the streams and the rivers and the great lakes." And then there was silence. And then from the sky came a downpour. The people who were around that day said that there was no raindrop that was smaller than the size of a hen. And it poured so hard that they got scared. Some of them started to run to higher ground because they were beginning to see that there were flash floods that were beginning to fall. A that he stayed inside the circle that he had drawn. And then once again, he raised his hand to the sky. The arms outstretched, he cried out,
"The great God of the universe,
not for this rain have I prayed, but for the rain of your justice and your compassion and your peace to all your people." And from that day onward, the legend of the circle maker was born. What was dirt that turned into mud became dirt once more. But things started to grow green, and the trees and the fields were no longer barren. And that village began to flourish together with its people and its animals. The circle that he had drawn became a sacred symbol for his people of the power of blessing, the power of prayer being able to rain God's blessing on an entire generation that now produced another generation of circle makers, children, women, and men, with the ability to call down rain and bring blessing to God's people. Amen.
Amen. So today we talk about blessing. In the book of beginning, the first book of the Bible, which we call Genesis, we just read. And so God created the great creatures of the sea and every living and moving thing with which the water came into, and every winged bird. And God saw that it was good. And another translation of that is God pronounced blessings of goodness on them. And that teaches us that all blessing begins with God. It is God who is the source of every blessing, and that is how it was from the very beginning. And as our story unfolds, something else happens. God tells Abraham, "I will make your name great, and I will bless you, and you will be a blessing. And then, through you, all the nations," the other translation of that is I prefer it, "all the families of the earth will be blessed." And so yes, blessing begins with God, and God chooses to bless us so we can be a blessing to others. And every blessing that is given is meant to be shared. It is never meant to be hoarded or used to show off. They are ours to share. And this lesson is central to our Reformed tradition of faith. It is the way that we read the sacred story from Abraham to Noah to Moses to Jesus, and the first community of blessing. It becomes clear that God's intention is to bless the world. And as we gather in worship, we offer prayers like Psalm 103, which begins with, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Or something that we in Queenie sing every time we come together for service. We sing, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow." Praise God from whom all blessings flow. And the mystical traditions of Christianity were aware of that for thousands and thousands of years. And today we're just beginning to understand that this universe, or what some call the multiverse, science tells us that the Milky Way, our universe, is perhaps only one of many. It's filled with blessings. And the numerous theologies are exploring what would happen if we started reading the creation story in terms of original blessing rather than original sin. Our experience tells us, and much of it cannot be denied, that there is evil in the world, that we know. And yet, there is a deeper goodness in everyone. There is adversity, there is trial, there is sickness. And yet, we proclaim in this church as a community that God is
good
all the time.
No matter how it looks like on the earth,
underneath it all, is a love that will not let go. There is a goodness that refuses to give up. There is a light that will not be put out, and a light that will not die, but rises again and again and again. So much depends on what story you live in, what story you live out of. I am saying that the Christian story is a story of blessing, and how we read it will determine how we live it. In other words, if you choose to read it as original sin, you will think of yourself as tainted from the beginning. You started out bad and wrong. You need to be cleansed. On the other hand, if you think of all of creation, which includes you and me, as blessed, then we arise into life. From the very moment that we took birth and started to draw breath, we were fully and completely blessed. We carry the bearer, we become the bearer of the original blessing, the image and likeness of God. And our purpose, our reason for being here as children of the universe, is to be a blessing to everyone and everyone and everything else. There's something else that we experience when we choose to live this way. And that is, as children of blessing, we begin to realize deep inside us that this blessing of God that we talked about, this praise God from whom all blessings flow, this blessing is inexhaustible. It is like a well that has no bottom. It is a love that knows no end. It never runs up and it never gives up. In the language of the ancients, it is eternal. The story of creation, this book that describes something that happened in 7 days, we now know is the possible equivalent of 13 billion years of unfolding. The animals that we bring to church today came before us. They really are our ancestors. And we bless them, just like the first peoples of Canada see them as all of our relations. It also happens that this original blessing that we're talking about is written not just here, not just in what we see, but it's written all across the universe. Because the universe is filled with all blessings. And so here we have the first revelation that predates all the rest that follows. This revelation predates the text and the book. Some churches celebrate October 4th today.
to deny sin, but to acknowledge it. That sin is there because of our ignorance and because of the pain that we hold inside us. And we know that the pain that we have inside us that we do not feel very definitely get passed on to others. And that might be the wisdom of the early Christian father who said that sin was being passed on to the generation. Today we say, yes, that's always great. So is goodness being passed on. And that's stated in the Second Testament, the New Testament of the Christian Church. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. There is no condemnation. There is no separation. God is faithful. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. God's mercy never comes to an end. They are new every morning. There is nothing that we can do and nothing that we can say that will make God stop loving us. If that is true, if you believe that, that before creation was, there was only blessing. Then Rabbi Abraham Joshua Herschel is correct in saying that just to be, is a blessing. Just to live is already holy. Amen. Please come forward and bring the animals.
Created the animals and gave us the ability to relate with them.
you for the gift of animals